I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper, and this is The Splendid Table, the show about life's appetites. You should know that the power behind a great book isn't solely the author. Great books have great editors. And great editors, well, ideally they have all the craft and love of a gifted parent. Well, when I tally up pivotal cookbooks, one name keeps coming up. Judith Jones. Now, Judith is now senior editor and vice president at the publisher Alfred Knopf. Yet in the early 60s, she was way down on the totem pole when she discovered Julia Child. Then came Marcella Hazan, Mahtawr Jaffrey, and so many more. Well, Judith has written a memoir, The Tenth Muse, My Life in Food. Judith, it's good to have you back.
Well, it's so nice to be talking to you again.
You know, I had a great smile when I read the very first sentence of the book about your mother asking you a question. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, when she was well along in her 90s, she called me once over to her and she said, Judith, I have a very important question to ask you. And I thought, oh, goodness, she's going to ask me whether I believe in an afterlife or something very important. And then she looked me straight in the eye and she said, do you really like garlic? And I had to say, yes, yes, I love it. And she looked so crestfallen, as though this wayward daughter of hers was beyond redemption.
Oh, so I'm hesitant to ask, but what was food like when you were growing up in your house?
Well, she was English, and it was good food, but they were very suspicious of anything that was tainted with too much seasoning or a sauce. What was the sauce hiding? Something not good
right.
to begin
yeah.
with.
Now, you went away to college, and then you went to France. What
yes.
happened? I mean, you went there for a brief stay, right?
I went there for a three-week vacation. I stayed 3.5 years. And I found the letters that I had written to my parents during that period. And I just could not believe this young girl. I thought, that was me at 24. She's so sure of herself. She's so cheeky. She's so manipulative. I was constantly trying to justify my staying and to convince them that in France, food was not considered demeaning. It was an art. That was one of my letters. And then another one that was very funny was when I had moved into this house with the editor of a magazine who hired me and later became my husband. And he was living with several other of his editors in this big house up in the 16th arrondissement. And my letters to my parents started, dearest ones, about this matter of cohabitation. Then I went on to explain that you had to live with people in order to afford the rent. And I certainly didn't want girls with their stockings hanging all over the place.
Much better to have men. Much
yeah,
better.
But that was pretty cheeky. Don't forget, this was 1948.
That
girls
was really
didn't behave
cheeky.
That way.
I mean, they must have been having apoplexy.
They were. They were.
And eventually, it was Evan Jones, right? And eventually
yes.
married.
Yeah.
And Evan wrote a great deal about food.
He did. Well, during that period in France, we just fell in love with the French way with food. I mean, it was a part of life. They'd go to the market 2 and 3 times, standing in line in the charcuterie and the boulangerie and maybe toes sticking through old carpet slippers. This was just pretty soon after the war. But food was all important. And I remember once being in a little boulangerie and somebody opened a baguette and cried out with pleasure, a man. And everybody took up the cry as they looked at the spread. And I said, what's this all about? And they said, the flour is white and pure again. And it just sent something through me. I so identified with that and wanted to be like that. So when we came back, it was kind of a wasteland then. And everybody was quick and easy and box-top recipes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You couldn't buy some of the essential things like leeks and shallots and fresh herbs and fresh mushrooms. They just weren't in the supermarkets. So it was kind of hard to duplicate. And I also realized how little I knew. But there was no book. Everything was little truncated, short formula recipes. Mm-hmm. And he didn't, there was nobody there to teach you.
And that's when you started working with Julia Child on mastering the art of French cooking.
Yes, it was when this huge tome on French cooking landed on my desk. It was like an answer to my prayers, whereas the editors up at Houghton Mifflin in Boston said, Mrs. Child, no American woman wants to know that much about French cooking. Well, I did, and they were wrong.
And so legends are born.
Yeah.
But you didn't start out to edit cookbooks, but from mastering, you went on to edit some of the pivotal books that were shaping tastes in the United States and continue to shape tastes. What draws you to a writer or to a book proposal?
Well, sometimes it isn't even a book proposal. I would sometimes go out and seek some of these people. But I did find what I was convinced of was that mastering really had that potential of changing mm-hmm. the way cookbooks were written, so that you could really make somebody confident and knowledgeable, really translate a cuisine for that home cook. And what I found was that very often the voice would be that of somebody who was abruptly driven from the home of their childhood and longed for those memories as taste to reconnect with the past. And that's what happened to Claudia Roden. Her family was a Sephardic family living in Cairo. She had three different grandparents who came from Aleppo. Mm-hmm. That was her world, and abruptly they had to leave. And so she started trying to reconnect with family and friends, went to the British Museum, pored over the whole history of this food, and came up with this really wonderful, loving book, a book of Middle Eastern food. And it really, it changed America because little by little, we became familiar with those ingredients and they became a part of our culture. And that's the wonderful thing about America, too. We don't hang on to a single past tradition, but we're so open to new tastes.
Yeah. Judith, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you. Thank you.
Judith Jones is author of The Tenth Muse, My Life in Food. Judith left us with the first recipe that she sent home to her parents from France. You can find Frenchified meatloaf on the website, splendidtable.org.